This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Kita tak datang dari mana, kita tak pergi ke mana, kita memang duduk di sinilah.
Sebetulnya pihak kerajaan dia mengiktiraf hak-hak orang asli bukannya dasar pemberikan tanah.
Yang susah, yang masih cari makan, yang masih mau meneruskan kebudayaan, itu semua orang asli keras akar umbi.
Mati hidup pun orang kata memang kita tahan sini juga. Sebab tanah adat kita, tanah tempat sejarah kita.
Good afternoon, this is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture and I'm Juliet Jacobs. For the last couple of months or so, the team behind the Freedom Film Fest have been releasing a specially curated Freedom Film playlist every weekend, which they've dubbed the Weekend Watch with Freedom Film Fest on their YouTube channel. Now, each thematic playlist has allowed us to revisit some of the many, many films that have been produced in collaboration with the Freedom Film Network, all of them tackling different human rights issues and putting the spotlight on marginalized communities and some of the issues they're facing. So this weekend, the playlist will feature films made by Shafi Driss, an Orang Asli activist and filmmaker. And those films are titled Hak Dinafikan, Abai and Tak Kesampaian. So Shafi, together with Brenda Danker, who is the co-founder of the Freedom Film Network, join me now to share more. Welcome both of you. How are you today?
Hi, Juliet. Thanks for having us.
Hi, Shafi. Apa khabar?
Hai, khabar-khabar baik. Tapi maaf sini, saya ada, kat kampung kan ada ayam. Nanti semua dengar dengan ayam.
Best. thank you so much for joining me. So just so that everyone knows, you know, for this interview, Shafi will be speaking in Bahasa, but Brenda and I will be speaking in English. So yeah, it's going to be a multilingual conversation today. Just to start off with Brenda, you know, maybe we can start with you. You know, we've been doing this collaboration for a while. It's been wonderful revisiting all these films, you know, that are under the Freedom Film Network banner. Just remind people about what the Freedom Film Network and the Freedom Film Festival is all about.
Thanks for highlighting our films. It's really been great because we have a collection of more than 50 Malaysian films, and these films has been produced from 2003. So these featured films are produced for and premiered at the Freedom Film Fest. And Freedom Film Fest is an annual international human rights documentary film festival. And we've been producing short documentary films every year, about 3 to 4 films from the year of 2003, through our small grant program, where social filmmakers, activists who wants to make a film about their community that addresses social justice issue or a human rights issue. We support these filmmakers and activists to produce their films so that we can premiere it and it can be used as a tool for awareness, advocacy, and then we also have campaigns so that more people will be able to support these issues.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've brought so many different issues to the fore, you know, not just Orang Asli rights, which we're going to be talking about today, of course, but so many different things, as we've seen, you know, just through the few interviews that I've been doing with some of the filmmakers over these past 2 months. And, you know, besides that, you've also, you know, every single interview that I did, everybody gave props to both you and Anna, you know, for helping them with, you know, the filmmaking process, with script writing, you know, with actually directing the film, the production, everything. And those are all the things that you offer as well, isn't it?
Yes. I think we see the importance of working in this landscape of media in our country, where information and media is quite controlled. These stories are really important. It's really important to make these stories accessible because it addresses issues that the media themselves shy away from, especially experienced by the marginalized communities in our society. So we really truly believe in this power of representation of the community members themselves in the stories that they want to tell. And at the same time, it's also to inform our society of what's happening in the country and how everyone can come together and support our friends from the marginalized communities or our friends from different communities who are unable to use the media because the media is really, really controlled. Yeah.
And I mean, so many things have come through, and it's for me, the power of it is, you know, the fact that it's coming in through their own voice, you know, a lot of the times it's coming through their own lens, right? Not filtered through someone else's sort of experiences. Some of, a lot of the films are their own experiences. And I think that really adds to the power, you know, of what is being presented. And kudos to you guys. I just can't keep congratulating you guys on a job well done there.
I think also to add that we had a lot of support. It takes a lot of people to get these films and narratives going. So we had support from the civil society organizations. Pusat Koma started the festival in 2003, and then we organized it. Freedom Film Network started organizing in 2016. Mm-hmm. The foundation started, in 2003, and there were so many people who came in, stepped up to really provide this support. Even from the film industry, we also had people who had expertise who came in to start contributing and work alongside with our community filmmakers. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a journey that we did with a lot of people. Yeah.
And, you know, thank you for re-releasing all these films, you know, as all of us are forced to sit at home. Yes, of course, you know, for the greater good. But let's talk about this weekend's playlist. So it's going to be featuring films by Shafi, of course, Shafi Driss, who, as we said, is an Orang Asli activist and filmmaker. Shafi, maybe I can talk to you now. I know you're from Kampung Penderas in Pahang. Can you tell me a little bit about your home and you know, your experiences there?
Okay, pertama saya ucap terima kasihlah kepada Julius kerana memberi peluang kepada saya untuk bercakap untuk bersama pada petang ini dalam untuk promosikan filem saya lah tentang hak. Okay, saya nama saya Shafi Idris daripada Kampung Penderas, orang asli suku kaum Jahud lah dari sini dan daripada sini untuk perjuangan hak tanah adat orang asli lah. Itu munculnya saya bersama-sama rakan-rakan yang lain. Okay, itu saja pengenalan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically, Shafi, your focus is on land rights and issues facing the Orang Asli community, right? And I know that you've been traveling from village to village, creating maps using GPS data, for example, to stake out the traditional land of the indigenous people. Tell me about that.
Oh ya, yeah. Sebenarnya kami bergerak 2006, tetapi masa itu kami fokus kampung saya dululah, kampung kami dulu, di kampung saya di Kampung Payapelong lah. Dan lepas itu apabila saya hantar dalam Facebook ke apa ke, banyak permintaan supaya orang asli lain juga memerlukan minta tunjuk ajar lah. Jadi kami pun bergerak ke kampung lain lah dalam 2008 untuk mengajar apa ni, komuniti orang asli, mengukur kawasan kampung mereka guna apa sistem GPS. Dan sebelum tu kami buat bengkel lah sebab kami tak boleh ukur kawasan kampung mereka. Tapi penduduk kampung itu sendiri mengukur kawasan kampung mereka berdasarkan fakta-fakta sejarah berkenaan tanah adat mereka lah. Sebab tanah adat ini mesti ada sejarah. Jadi kalau kami yang masuk tak tahu menahu sejarah apa, kawasan apa kan. Jadi, kami ajar mereka untuk tunjuk bukti supaya apabila ada kes, ada bukti untuk dibawa ke mahkamah lah. Itulah kerja-kerja kami membuat orang kampung apa ni, membuat kertas kerja bermula pada GPS, ajar buat bagaimana buat sejarah kampung dan juga buat apa ni, profil kampung lah secara bersistematik lah. Sebelum ni kurang bersistematik lah sebab semua kerja-kerja diserahkan kepada Tok Batin. Tok Batin pula kebanyakannya tua-tua, jadi tak pandai buat kerja. Jadi hanya pihak Jakua saja yang buat kerja. Jadi tidak ada satu sistem pun di kampung itu. Jadi terpaksa kami datang ke kampung-kampung orang asli membantu cara-cara buat bersistematik lah daripada pukul kampung sehingga pengukuran kampung mereka. Nah, itulah kerja-kerja yang saya buat dengan kawan-kawan saya lah.
Okay, and is it still going on? Masih ada ke buat program ni?
Ya, yeah, sekarang ni apa ni, oleh kerana COVID, pandemik dah melanda. Jadi bagi pihak kami yang untuk bahagian untuk apa, untuk buat ceramah-ceramah tentang hak-hak tu, kami stop lah. Tetapi kami sure ke penduduk kampung sendirilah untuk mengukur kawasan kampung dia supaya benda ini tidak terhenti. terus berjalan. Masih berjalan lagi maksudnya. Tetapi orang kampung sendiri yang buat, bukan kami.
Okay, all right. And why is it that, you know, so we're talking about films that you made. You're a filmmaker, of course, you know, and you've chosen film to highlight these issues. What actually got you interested in using the medium of film to highlight these issues?
Yeah, isu orang asli ni, pada, kalau kita terlihat ya, sekitar 90-an dulu ya, sebelum kami aktif, kita nampak di media-media dulu, tak ada media sosial lah. Dulu macam surat khabar lah, macam utusan ke Malaysia ataupun TV lah, telah menyiarkan kononnya kerajaan banyak membantu orang asli di segi macam-macam lah, di segi kesihatan, pendidikan, tanah dan sebagainya. Semua macam-macam, tak ada masalah. Seolah-olah tak ada masalah kepada orang asli. Tetapi sedangkan yang kami alami begitu teruk. Yalah, memanglah pendidikan ada kerajaan bantu. Begitu kesihatan juga, apabila kami pergi hospital, kerajaan akan bayar. Tetapi berkenaan hak tanah, seolah-olah kami tak ada hak langsung. Sedangkan sesama kami orang asli tidak boleh masuk kuasan yang itu, sebab itu pemilik orang, sebab dah orang lain punya kan, mengikut sistem adat mereka lah. Tetapi bila kerajaan nampak seolah-olah orang asli ni tak ada hak langsung berkenaan tanah, jadi saya pun timbullah minat untuk untuk highlightkan isu ini supaya orang luar tahu, oh rupa-rupanya orang asli ada masalah. Itulah faktor utama saya terpaksa buat filem. Mula-mula sebab video dulu, saya sanggup pergi ke kedai, ke kos memang, tengok kamera. Saya berhutang lah sebab nak beli tak mampu, mahal. Saya berhutang dan untuk highlightkan isu orang asli. Mula-mula kampung saya dulu lah, saya buat isu kampung saya. Lepas tu orang kampung pun minta, sampai sekarang lah mereka minta. Jadi tiba-tiba pula macam kerajaan buat satu dasar tanah, dasar pemilikan tanah, ada tanah orang asli lah pada 2009. Jadi kerajaan telah buat satu dasar itu langsung tidak tepat, tidak kena mengena dengan dengan adat orang asli. Jadi kalau kita tidak highlightkan isu ini, ada masalah. Jadi orang luar tak tahu. Nak tak nak kami, saya buatlah video ni. Nasib baiklah ada kerjasama daripada pihak Komas, daripada Freedom Film Fest, dan kami join lah. Dan akhirnya kami berjaya lah buat satu filem yang pertama tu, Hak Dinapikan. Dan semua dokumen-dokumen, video-video, kami masuklah dalam tu. Maksudnya kita bercakap bukan kosong, tetapi berdasarkan fakta-fakta yang ada dalam paper, dalam TV dan sebagainya lah. Untuk memberitahu orang awam di sana bahawa orang asli ada masalah dengan kerajaan. Nah, itu sajalah misis sebenarnya.
Okay, all right. So you wanted to bring to the fore, you know, what was actually happening, to the Orang Asli communities and in your villages itself. And we're just going to go for a quick break now. But when we come back, we're going to find out about the three films that are being released, re-released this weekend: Hak Dinafikan, Abai, and Tak Kesampaian. Joining me today are Shafi Idris, he's an Orang Asli activist and filmmaker, and also Brenda Danker, who's the co-founder of the Freedom Film Network. Stay tuned, don't go anywhere. We're going to find out more about the films after this quick break. You're listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Proses yang kerajaan jalankan dalam hal meluluskan dasar pemberi milik tanah ini tidak telus sama sekali, kerana kami sebagai masyarakat orang asli yang akan mendapat kesan daripada dasar tersebut tidak dimaklumkan secara terus kepada kami.
Setelah kami dapat tahu, kami melihat, menyemak kandungan dasar tersebut, memang kami tidak berpuas hati. Rasa sedih, rasa marah pun ada.
Apa nak diberi kepada orang yang dah ada dah? Kita ni dah ada tanah di sini. Istilah yang tepat sepatutnya pengiktirafan hak tanah orang asli, bukan pemberian.
Dasar ini akan menghilangkan sebanyak 80,000 hektar tanah orang asli yang mempunyai pengiktirafan jenis reserve kepada orang asli, dan yang akan ditinggalkan untuk orang asli hanya 50,000 hektar sahaja.
Orang asli melihat tanah sebagai sumber ataupun benda ya yang sangat mustahak untuk kewujudan identiti mereka, budaya mereka, adat resam, agama dan sebagainya lah ya. So kalau tanah tu dipecah-pecah, setiap keluarga yang mempunyai tanah tersebut akan mengatakan itu hak dia, orang lain tak ada hak. Itu akan menjejaskan penerusan budaya orang asli itu sendirilah.
Saya pergi tapi tak lepas.
Saya pun tak tahu sebab apa gagal.
Di Malaysia masih terdapat sebilangan kecil masyarakat yang tercicir dalam sektor pendidikan berbanding kaum lain, iaitu masyarakat orang asli. Mengikut rekod Jabatan Kemajuan Orang Asli JAKUA, hampir 50% murid orang asli berhenti sekolah selepas tahun 6. 60% murid orang asli yang mendaftar di tingkatan 1 tidak menamatkan pendidikan di sekolah menengah. Ini bermaksud kadar keciciran murid orang asli 10 kali ganda lebih tinggi daripada purata keciciran kebangsaan.
Welcome back. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs. Joining me on the line today are Shafi Idris. He's an Orang Asli activist and he's a filmmaker. And also Brenda Danker, who's the co-founder of the Freedom Film Network. And we're talking about the Weekend Watch with Freedom Film Fest. And this weekend, they are releasing 3 films made by Shafi Idris in collaboration with others as well. And they're all about Orang Asli rights. So before the break, Shafi was sharing, you know, the why he wanted to make these films, you know, and that was, of course, to share the real picture or to give the real picture of what's actually happening to Orang Asli communities all across Peninsula Malaysia. But now, Shafi, maybe you can actually walk me through the 3 films and what exactly each of them are about. So let's start with Hak Dinafikan or Rights Denied, am I correct? Which was released in 2010.
Okay, tentang film Hak Dinafikan tu, oleh kerana kalau kita tengok dalam dulu dalam media sosial ke, dalam people ke, dan orang kampung sendiri bercakap seolah-olah orang asli ni tidak wujud ataupun langsung tak ada hak langsung lah. Jadi kami berbincang dengan kawan saya, itu Arwah Agri, Tirta Meninggal Dunia lah. Dan kami bincang dengan Tijah juga, bagaimana kita nak buat film ni, apa ni untuk tunjukkan kepada awam. Dan kami bincang dengan Anaha, dengan Brenda, dengan Pakar sekali lah. Jadi saya berpendapat untuk bagi penerangan tentang hak-hak ini, kita bermula daripada sejarah lah. Sejarah orang asli, sudah berapa puluh tahun di sini, berapa ratus tahun macam tu lah. Bermula daripada apa ni, kami panggil sini Perang Rawa. Dulu Perang Rawa tu maksudnya suatu ketika dulu bahawa apa ni, orang asli ni asyik diburu oleh kaum apa ni, Rawa lah, Batak daripada Indonesia. Mereka tangkap orang asli untuk dijual kepada raja-raja lah, buat hamba mereka. Jadi sampailah akhirnya, maksudnya orang asli ni sudah di apa ni, dijajah sejak awal lagi daripada Perang Rawa tu, sampai zaman komunis. Kami berlari ke sana ke sini, perang Jepun. Dan apabila dah habis sejarah, sampailah ke negara dan mereka merdeka. Tetapi walaupun merdeka, kepada orang asli belum merdeka lagi. Sebab hak tanah tidak iktiraf. Sebab dianggap tanah kerajaan, tanah kerajaan. Tetapi apabila kita tengok kepada apa ni, ucapan Tengku Abdul Rahman, Perdana Menteri yang pertama, bahawa dia minta maaf semasa itu sebab telah menyusahkan orang asli. Lepas tu mereka duduklah ke kampung masing-masing, baliklah kampung masing setelah habis darurat. Maksudnya, Tengku Abdul Rahman telah mengiktiraf penempatan orang asli. Tetapi kerajaan pada hari ini langsung tidak iktiraf, anggap semua tanah kerajaan. Maksudnya bercanggah. Itu, tapi yang itu kami tak masuk dalam video lah. Cuma yang kami masuk adalah dasar pemilikan tanah itu langsung tidak apa tu, tidak mengiktiraf hak tanah adat orang asli. Dan juga kami menuntutlah supaya hak tanah apa tu, tanah adat asli itu iktiraf. dan kami membantahlah, membantah supaya dasar itu dibatalkan dan minta satu pengiktirafan merujuk kepada kes-kes mahkamah yang menang, yang memihak kepada orang asli selama ini. Itulah yang terkandung dalam filem Hak Dinafikan. Harap-harap mesej itu dah sampailah kepada kerajaan, sebab beberapa tahun lepas itu adalah pihak Jabatan Kemajuan Asli telah jumpa saya untuk minta salinan CD filem itu. Tetapi saya tak bagilah, sebab buat apa minta dengan saya, sebab sudah ada upload dalam YouTube, macam Facebook Komas apa ni, YouTube Komas pun ada. Mereka boleh ambil dari situ. Kenapa nak minta dengan saya? Saya tak bagilah. Nah, itulah hak dinafikan. Yeah.
Okay, and I mean, you know, I watched the film. It was a really powerful film. You know, left me in tears as well. And you know, you spoke about the history of the Orang Asli, and I think, you know, what was very, I guess, shocking to me as well, the many different cases. You know, you highlighted all the different cases of land encroachment that are happening all throughout Peninsula Malaysia. You know, everything there categorically, it's just been happening in perpetuity, it seems, right? Yeah, really powerful. Okay, let's also talk about the film Abai. So that was the second film that's being released. That was released, I think, in 2017. Is this a continuation of Hak Dinafikan? You know, what are the issues discussed there?
Yeah, film Abai itu saya hasilkan apabila, walaupun saya keluarkan film itu tentang Hak Dinafikan berdasarkan sejarah. Tapi ada yang tak faham lagi, sebab mereka tak, ada yang kata apa itu maksud tanah adat. Bukan saja ini daripada pihak kerajaan lah, antaranya macam pihak Jabatan Hutan, pihak Perhilitan, pihak tanah, malah orang asli sendiri. Jadi tak nak saya tunjuk huraian apa maksud tanah adat. Maksudnya berkaitan lah, macam ada pemujaan tempat-tempat keramat, tempat kalau dahulu apa ni, tempat keramat tu macam persinggahan apa ni, nabi-nabi lah zaman dulu. Jadi situ keramat lah maksudnya, yeah, tempat itu. Tapi ada orang cakap orang asli semua pokok, semua tempat. Tak. Maksudnya masa dahulu, di situ tempat nabi-nabi berduduk. Apabila nabi duduk situ, tempat itu keramat. Kita boleh minta situ supaya apa ni, kita minta sembuh penyakit dan sebagainya lah. Itu sebahagian daripada takrifan tanah adat. Itu saya jelaskan dalam apa ni, dalam filem Abai itulah. Dan semua sekali dalam Abai itu juga, setelah bantahan kami tadi yang dasar pembilikan tanah 2010 kami bantah di Putrajaya, akhirnya pihak Suhaka telah membuat enquiry nasional lah, dan saya masukkan kesenambungan daripada Hak Dinafikan tadi. Ada Suhaka telah membuat siasatan tentang hak tanah adat rasmi. Tetapi berapa kali cubaan apa ni, promosi daripada Suhaka, nampaknya kerajaan cuba lingah-lingahkanlah supaya benda ini tidak berjalanlah. Sampai sekarang pun kerajaan tidak tirah, walaupun Suhaka telah membuat kajian tentang isu hak tanah adat rasmi. Dan akhirnya ada menteri besar yang saya tunjukkan dalam video Abai itu, katakan masih macam dulu juga, masih tak faham juga. Itu saya ambil kesimpulan bahawa kerajaan telah menggabaikan tanggungjawab dia untuk mengiktiraf hak tanah adat rasmi. Itu maksudnya filem itu Abai. Sebab berdasarkan apa yang saya nak terangkan, maksudnya kalau kerajaan tidak tahu apa maksud tanah adat, saya jelaskan dalam video-video itu, dalam memorandum kami hantar. Rasanya kalau nak ikut dah berluri dah memorandum. Tapi kerajaan masih lagi tak faham. Akhirnya saya ambil kesimpulan bahawa kerajaan telah mengabaikan tanggungjawabnya untuk mengiktiraf hak tanah adat rasmi. Terpaksa mereka gunakan taktik lain lah, kaedah lain lah untuk menafikan hak kami, menafikan suara kami itu. Kononnya orang asli ini dah hasut pembangkang dan macam-macam lagi lah untuk mereka mengelak apa ni, itu kesimpulannya lah untuk mengelak tanggungjawab mereka untuk tiada hak tanah adat rasmi. Itu saja tentang Abai, ya.
Okay. I think something that came up in both Hak Dinafikan and Abai was Akta 134, right? Would you want to briefly talk about that? You know, what Akta 134 is all about?
Oh, Akta 134 ni telah digubal oleh oleh orang putih dululah, zaman British dulu, dan diluluskan oleh parlimen khas untuk menjaga kepentingan orang asli lah, berkenaan tanah. Tetapi apabila apa ni kerajaan berubah, mereka, saya dengar khabar lah, mereka pindah akta tersebut untuk tidak kuatkan lagi orang asli ini terhadap tanah. Dan ada pelonggaran-pelonggarannya. Akhirnya dalam akta itu kalau saya tengok, orang asli tidak memiliki tanah itu, hanya menumpang saja, hanya duduk saja. Kalau kerajaan reserve pun dalam contohnya Seksyen 7, kerajaan boleh batalkan reserve itu. Maksudnya tidak ada hak langsunglah berkenaan akta itu. Tetapi walau bagaimanapun, akta itu boleh jadi rujukan apabila orang asli tuntut hak tanah. Rujukan maksudnya dalam akta itu, itu apa ni, orang asli ni di bawah tanggungjawab kerajaan. Jadi apa-apa hal kesentuhan keharmonian harus dibantu oleh kerajaan lah. Tapi kalau dah tanah kena ambil, maksudnya tidak harmoni lagi lah. Haru-hara lah orang asli. Itu kelemahan Akta 134. Jadi kami mohon akta itu dipindah untuk kuatkan hak tanah. Tetapi apabila kerajaan pindah, mereka napikan hak tanah itu. Katanya kalau orang asli apa ni dapat lulus apa ni dasar pemberi milikan tanah itu, tak boleh tuntut apa-apa ganti rugi dalam mahkamah. Maksudnya selalu saya cakap itulah keburukan akta ini. Sedangkan saya selalu memberi contoh gambaran yang jelas itu, kalau kita tangkap seekor haiwan atau tenggiling contohnya, ya, kita boleh disaman sampai 500,000 macam kambing gurun kan. 600,000 dia punya saman dia. Sedangkan bila mahkamah, kalau kita ambil tanah melalui dasar pemberi milikan itu, tak boleh tuntut apa-apa. Mana yang lebih besar? Tenggiling, gurun kambing ataupun tanah? Kenapa tanah tak ada nilainya di mahkamah jika bawa kes ke mahkamah? Kalau kami terima dasar itu, sebab itu kami bantah.
Okay.
Jadi kami minta apa, akta itu dipindah supaya orang asli berhak menguasai kuasa tanah itu, bukannya dipecah-pecah apa ni langsung tak ada hak. Itu keburuk Akta 134. Jadi kami minta satu undang-undang khas lah, buang akta itu, gubal undang-undang khas bagi mengiktiraf hak tanah adat orang asli, ataupun pindah pelambangan persekutuan, masukkan yang jelas itu tu kerajaan harus mewartakan tanah adat orang asli. Kalau tidak, kalau hanya warta saja Seksyen 7 dan sebagainya, tidak jelas. Ramai yang petikaikan katanya tanah adat tidak ada di semenanjung Malaysia katanya. Tanah adat hanya Sabah dan Sarawak. Sebenarnya itu hanya tafsiran saja yang ataupun alasan saja untuk menidakkan hak tanah adat asli. Sedangkan mahkamah dah berkali mengiktiraf orang asli ada hak atas tanah adat mereka. Itulah yang saya kata keburukan Akta 134 lah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, itu saja ya, tentang akta yang saya tahu
sajalah. Okay, you know, that was very informative. Okay, I guess let's also then just talk about the other film that's being released, which is Tak Kesampaian. So that's about, you know, I mean, there's many issues being faced by the Orang Asli communities, but and one of them, of course, is our lack of education, our lack of access to education, which I think is what Tak Kesampaian kind of covers as well. Can you tell me what that's about?
Okey. Berkenaan pendidikan pula, ini ada kaitan juga sebenarnya dengan isu hak tanah dulu yang saya keluarkan beberapa video, filem sebagainya. Ada yang kata, asyik-asyik tanah-tanah saja. Kenapa pendidikan tak highlight? Akhirnya saya pun, okeylah, dia buka buku barulah. Kebetulan adalah saudara saya pun mengadu. Alamak, dia kata, anak saya temuduga, tak apa, tak lulus sedangkan dia ada 2A. Saya kata saya dengar kalau ada 2A sebab kerajaan dah bagi kelonggaran. So kalau ada itu mereka boleh pertimbangkan kenapa tak lulus. Gitu juga yang anak saudara saya kata temuduga tak panggil-panggil. Saya pun kesianlah dengar dia. Jumpa ayah dia lah. Dia kata macam itulah, macam dalam filem itulah, Tak Kesampaian tu. Tetapi kita tengok kepada macam akhbar dan sebagainya, balik-balik yang cakap awal tadi kan, kerajaan telah mengatakan mereka telah mengadakan pendidikan untuk orang asli dengan cukup sempurna. Bagi saya, ya, memang cukup sempurna, tetapi mereka tak tengok ada masalah. Masalah pertama, daripada awal, daripada darjah satu, mereka memang mereka bantu pendidikan. Ya tak? Tetapi akhirnya, apabila orang asli berminat untuk belajar dan apa ni memasang cita-cita, kalau besar nanti nak jadi itu, nak jadi ini, macam orang luar biasa juga. Tetapi apabila sampai satu tahap, mereka temuduga tak diterima. Sedangkan apa ni, mereka kata mereka bagi pendidikan yang cukup, tetapi sampai tahap tinggi tak boleh nak pergi jauh pula dah. Ini bagi saya satu permulaan yang apa ni, nak maju orang asli lah. Sebab kita tengok kepada sejarah orang asli, yang ada 7 murid anak orang asli yang hilang di Gua Musang. Apabila saya pergi ke sana, saya tanya kenapa masalah ini terjadi. Mereka kata asrama tu dijaga oleh cikgu, tapi cikgu ni bangsa lain. Jadi tidak memahami adat, kata-kata apa tutur kata orang asli. Itu pertama. Yang kedua, guru itu lelaki dan tidak memahamilah bagaimana untuk menjaga anak orang asli yang berumur 7 tahun. Memanglah kalau duduk di asrama tidak layaklah duduk asrama dalam umur 7 tahun. Tetapi orang asli tak ada pilihan lain sebab kampung jauh, terpaksa mereka tempatkan anak mereka di asrama walaupun berumur 7 tahun. Jadi kami cita-cita juga, apa kata kita bimbing anak-anak kita untuk menjadi guru supaya mendidik anak bangsa kita sendiri, supaya sesuai memahami adat, budaya dan bahasa orang asli itu sendiri. Tetapi apabila anak kita sudah berminat untuk menjadi seorang guru, contohnya dalam filem apa ni, filem Tak Kesampaian tu, tiba-tiba dia tak lulus pula, tak terima pula jadi guru. Jadi dia menangislah. Cita-cita besar nak bantu masyarakat untuk menjadi guru, tetapi tak diterima, tak lulus. Sedangkan dia ada 2A. Tapi akhirnya apabila saya dah buat satu filem Abai tu dengan bantuan Brenda, Anna dalam Freedom tu, akhirnya budak yang gagal menjadi guru tu telah dipanggil untuk masuk universiti lah. Akhirnya lah. Saya pun rasa seronok juga, dia pun rasa bangga lah. Sekarang okey lah, mungkin dah nak habis dah. Itu hasilnya lah. Berkenaan filem yang apa ni, yang tak jadi cita-cita tu, tak kesampaian tu.
Yeah, it was really heartbreaking, yeah. You know, to see the you know those kids who did so well in SPM, you know, better than, you know, a lot of us did, and you know, not being afforded the same chances, you know, failing at the interviews, you know, they did so well in the exams and not even being given a chance following the interview. That was really quite heartbreaking. But it was really nice to hear that you know, following the release of these films, that at least one of them got an opportunity to go into a teacher's training college. Brenda, maybe you can jump in here. You know, why were some of these issues, you know, so important to the Freedom Film Network and the Freedom Film Fest, you know, to bring to the fore as well?
Freedom Film Fest, we've produced stories that really reflect issues, as mentioned, not covered by the mainstream media. And Shafi himself said, you know, it's just not present and everybody thinks it's all fine.
Yeah.
But Shafi, together with the other community members, they decided that, this is a media that we can use, and they produce their own stories. And these are the missing narratives. So in that sense, these filmmakers are portraying this segment of society who are marginalized. But they themselves want to now use media to speak for themselves about their resistance and their problems, and in also showing their resilience. I think in the films that we see produced by Shafi and the other community members, we also see their strong resilience and their fight. They really want to fight for their land and for their rights. So this film, if we were to look at Hak Din Afrikan, it's a very special film because at that time in 2010, films and videos were just being used by the community. And these films, what more, is produced by the community themselves, you know.
Yeah.
So there was Abri, there was Shafi, there was Yusri, Rezwan, Tija. So many people put their heads together, and Shafi himself, together with Yusri, they traveled around Peninsula Malaysia to different villages to speak to different tribes as well. And they captured the voices of the orang asli, who are community leaders, and they courageously spoke up for the first time. And they highlighted all these really important issues about their land rights, educational opportunities, infrastructure development, their livelihood, and also their right to have autonomy in matters that is to do with their affairs. And I just want to add that actually what we are really proud of as well is that the film has really empowered the community, because apart from Shafi'i, there are other filmmakers today from the community themselves who are producing stories. So Shafi'i produced Abai and Taqas Abai with his son, you know, Sharis. So Sharis was the videographer. He was also the editor. Yeah. So it's really great to see that the films have really empowered the communities. Decided how to present themselves, how the videos should be used, you know, and the post-screening discussions also was led by the community members themselves, so that their perspectives are heard. Yeah,
I mean, I can't get over, like, I mean, I learned so much watching these films. You know, I read the papers, I do all of that, but these films, you know, coming from their voices, coming from their lens was so eye-opening, and, you know, so many things I learned about it, and I hope people will watch it and also, you know, take away all those things. How did you support the community through the making of these films?
So it really depends on the needs. Like we collaborated with Shafi'i, Yusri, Rezwan, Abri. Really collaborated based on the needs of their needs. Mm-hmm. So this is community led. So we just collaborate where there is a gap or there is a need. And Shafi'i till today has produced over 100 videos. So
wow.
He has progressed. We were having a chat the other day. He has progressed from using a handy cam to a camera, you know, to edit on something that was used before, and now he's using Adobe Premiere Pro. So the support that we've given is really from story development right up to distribution to impact campaign. And maybe I can give a few examples, you know.
Sure.
Like for the film Tak Kesampaian, we collaborated with Coming Up the Story Angle together, because at that time, Freedom Film Fest was collaborating with a cohort of young Orang Asli women. They are from the Upper Kata Wanita Orang Asli, to produce stories about their issues in accessing quality education. Mm. And Shafi'i, as mentioned earlier, you know, went to investigate with his family members and he felt really upset. And he said, yes, let's do a video together. So we partnered with a news portal, Kini TV, and we published his film so that we got a wider audience and more people can understand the challenges and are able to then also support in the reforms needed. Mm-hmm. There are also like simple stories like getting wireless mic, like, you know, Shafi and Shari said, we need an audio mic, a good audio mic. So we went to buy and then we did a little bit of training. There was also another time when Shafi and Shari's came to KL and their car broke down.
Oh, no.
And we were on the way to audio post-production. So we sat there for a couple of hours waiting with for the mechanic to come to fix the car. So there's so much memories. I'm not sure how to capture those moments. But what I can say is that our collaboration is really as partners, and we support one another where needed. And our purpose is to use films as a tool, you know, to be able to voice out, to engage, to use it as an advocacy tool for the rights of the Orang Asli.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think, you know, I mean, part of the reason why the Freedom Film Fest, you know, exists as well is to bring these issues also to the urban audiences, right, who we live in our little bubble. We have no clue what's happening around us. What, you know, for anyone who's, you know, hopefully will go and watch it after hearing this. What do you hope they'll take away, you know, from the issues highlighted in these films in particular?
A little short story. I did an interview with the late Abri Chopil in 2015. He's the co-director with Shafi'i.
Yeah.
And he said Shafi'i Idris is his Malaysian hero. He said that Shafi'i is an Orang Asli filmmaker who uses his voice through film, videos, to speak up about the oppression and the issues faced by his community. And Shafi'i has championed, you know, these rights from the Orang Asli. As he mentioned, you know, he took out his own money to buy a handicap and it was on loan for a while. And the results is like he has 100 over videos and the videos are from the grassroots and right up to the international level. And that's what Abri shared with me. And this film really pushes the agenda for the Malaysian audience to recognize the Orang Asli community as being members of our nation. So I really hope the audience will watch these films, hope you'll watch these films produced by the community members themselves to hear the community's lived realities, their perspectives, and even their suggestions on the way forward. And I think then we can change this narrative, you know, this narrative that we said that is not heard, the stories that are not heard. Yeah. But if we start to watch these films and we share these films, we can actually return this power of representation and this power of these stories back to these marginalized or even hidden people in our society. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I'm afraid we're running out of time, but Shafi, maybe I can just get a last message from you. You know, what do you hope people will take away from the films that you have made and that you continue to make?
Okay. Itu harapan saya seperti yang saya jelaskan tadi lah. Dengan film-film yang saya buat ini, semua orang faham lah. Contohnya daripada yang besar-besar lah kan. Macam Menteri Besar ke, macam Pengarah Tanah dan Galian, semua kerajaan lah. Oh, memahami masalah yang dihadapi orang asli. Ada isu lah. Sebab selama ini, suara orang asli telah dibawakan oleh pihak Jakua. Seolah-olah orang asli tak ada masalah. Boleh Jakua cakap semua bagus-bagus saja. Macam tu juga. Hmm. Batin, pilih Jakua tanya batin, batin kata bagus. Elok batin, elok, tak ada masalah. Jadi sedangkan masalah berlambak. Jadi akhirnya saya buat satu filem. Dan sekarang dengan adanya filem ni, ketiga-tiga ni, supaya semua rakyat tahu, kerajaan tahu, dan tidak ada berselindung lagi. Maksudnya kerajaan jangan tipu lagi kepada rakyat umum, kononnya mereka jaga asli. Tidak, inilah dalam video yang saya tunjukkan itu, supaya rakyat pula harap memberi sokongan kepada orang asli, memohon pada kerajaan supaya ikrarkanlah hak tanah orang asli. Maksudnya janganlah buat macam dulu-dulu lagi lah. Maksudnya apa yang disyorkan oleh Sohakam tu dalam NKU National bagus, ada pengesyoran, tetapi kerajaan tidak ikut. Harap benda itu disambung balik, diteruskan dan memberi jaminan hak tanah dan hasillah, supaya hak tanah ini bukan saja masalah kecil sebenarnya. Ia melibatkan melibatkan masa depan orang asli, emosi orang asli, mental orang asli. Sebab kalau tak ada tanah adat, masalah yang banyak timbul. Ada yang hilang identiti lah, haru-hara lah. Maksudnya banyaklah yang kalau kita tengok di bandar sana, yang orang asli duduk di bandar, kehilangan hak tanah asli. Akhirnya mereka, saya ambil contoh balik macam Kelanjan ya. Sekarang mereka ramai yang balik ke kampung asal mereka, ataupun yang lari kepada Sungai Buloh. Ada kampung ke Kampung Klingsing lagi lah, dan ada yang ke Hulu Gomak lagi. Rumah mereka pula mereka sewa dekat Bangla dan sebagainya. Jadi saya harap perkara ini tidak berulang lah ke Bukit Lanjan, ke kampung-kampung yang lain. Sudahlah, maksudnya kita tengok contoh yang tidak baik di Bukit Lanjan apabila kawasan orang asli itu dimajukan tanpa perbincangan yang telus, tanpa persetujuan yang telus kepada orang asli. Hanya pihak lain yang bagi setuju, pihak lain yang bagi cadangan. Akhirnya orang asli jadi mangsa. Jadi saya tak nak macam tu lagi. Itulah harapan saya.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for joining me today. And, you know, to anyone who's interested, just head to the Freedom Film Fest YouTube channel. And the films will be there. Again, the films that are being released this weekend are Hak Dinafikan, Abai, and Tak Kesampaian. But, you know, as Shafi'i said, you know, as Brenda said, you know, Shafi'i has made more than 100 films at least. So I think everything's available on YouTube. Just search for Shafi'i's name and I'm sure you'll find it there. Get informed and, you know, become educated about what's actually happening. Again, but thank Thank you so much for joining me. I've been speaking to Shafi Idris. He's an Orang Asli activist and filmmaker, and also Brenda Danker. She's the co-founder of the Freedom Film Network. And if you miss any part of our interview, you can download the podcast at bfm.my/learn or on the BFM app. This has been Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Mari kita berdoa supaya kita punya hak asasi mulai hari ini akan terpelihara oleh kerajaan yang memerintah negara ini. Okey, tidak dipandang remeh tetapi dipandang dengan serius. Sebab kita juga adalah rakyat Malaysia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.